The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 6, text number 32, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on June 24th, 2007, in Denver, Colorado, USA.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 6, text number 32. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Atma upam yena sarvatra samam pasyati yorjuna sukam vayadi vadukam sa yogi paramomata. He is a perfect yogi who by comparison to his own self sees the true equality of all beings in both their happiness and their distress, O Arjuna. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. One who is Krishna conscious is a perfect yogi. He is aware of everyone's happiness and distress by dint of his own personal experience. The cause of the distress of a living entity is forgetfulness of his relationship with God. And the cause of happiness is knowing Krishna to be the supreme enjoyer of all the activities of the human being, the proprietor of all lands and planets, and the sincerest friend of all living entities. The perfect yogi knows that the living being who is conditioned by the modes of material nature is subjected to the threefold material misery due to forgetfulness of his relationship with Krishna. And because one in Krishna consciousness is happy, he tries to distribute the knowledge of Krishna everywhere. Since the perfect yogi tries to broadcast the importance of becoming Krishna conscious, he is the best philanthropist in the world and he is the dearest servitor of the Lord. Nacha tasman Manusheyutu Kashchin Me Priyakritama. Bhagavad Gita 18:69. In other words, a devotee of the Lord always looks to the welfare of all living entities. And in this way he is factually the friend of everyone. He is the best yogi because he does not desire perfection in yoga for his personal benefit, but tries for others also. He does not envy his fellow living entities. Here is a contrast between a pure devotee of the Lord and a yogi interested only in his personal elevation. The yogi who is withdrawn to a secluded place in order to meditate perfectly may not be as perfect as a devotee who is trying his best to turn every man toward Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Madhobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, there is one thing that everyone is looking for. It is a universal principle. Everyone wants to be satisfied. Everybody wants to be happy. Of course, Different people have different opinions of what it means to be happy. You think that being happy is one thing, I think that being happy is another thing. But happiness is, the desire for happiness is a common denominator of every living being. Why is that? Why does every living being hanker for happiness? Why does every fish desire to be in the water? Do you know why all the fish want to be in the water? Because that is their constitutional position. By their very nature, they are creatures of the water. So, as described in the Vedic literatures, Ananda Maya, Anandamoya Vyasat. The nature of the living entity is that he is full of bliss. So because our nature is to be full of bliss, and at the present moment we are feeling some lacking. Therefore we are trying to fill that missing gap. So we try in different ways, through making money, through doing good for others, to becoming famous. People try so many ways to fill the missing gap. By going skiing in the mountains, by this and that, so many things. They try to making some music, writing some poetry. People try so many ways to fill that missing gap. But in this material world, even though we try so many, many ways to fill the missing gap, still we feel there is some missing gap. We still feel there is something lacking. And that is Krishna consciousness. Why do we say that? Because that happens to be our religion? No. We say that because it is a scientific fact. The living entity is originally an inhabitant of the spiritual world. But somehow or other, those of us who are in this material existence, we forgot our loving relationship we had with Krishna, with God. And now we are here struggling, trying to fill the missing gap. Just like sometimes in a gathering of people, there is a little child there, a little baby. And the little baby is crying. So one person, he tries to pacify the baby. He's not successful. Another person tries to pacify the baby. He is not successful. Everyone tries to pacify the baby, but the baby is never satisfied until when? Until he goes back to the lap of his mother, you see. As soon as the baby is back in the lap of mother, then he is immediately happy. You see? Because that is his constitutional position, to be with mother. So in the same way, we are trying so many ways to be happy. So this means, that means, this means, that means. And we are never satisfied by doing that. But if we will simply come back to the lap of mother, you see, we will come back to Krishna, then immediately we feel great happiness, great satisfaction. It is said that Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition on the mind. It is the reawakening of the original natural consciousness of the living being. I just received today an email from a very nice young man in New England, He's a 39-year-old American man who's a social worker, and he's gone back. He's in graduate school. He went back to grad school. And he says, I don't know what it is. Why am I so attracted to Krishna? He couldn't understand. He's fascinated by Krishna. He's reading the Krishna book, Bhagavad Gita. Why am I so... What's going on here? Why am I so attracted to Krishna? So I explained to him this. Because actually you're the originally Krishna devotee. You're just waking up. You're coming back to your original identity. You see, in the present time, in this material existence, we are suffering from amnesia. We have recently seen in Texas, it was in the news, one gentleman, from well-to-do middle class, you know, a nice suburban neighborhood, he went on his, one day he went on a walk in the neighborhood. We see many people. They like to go for a walk, good exercise. So he was out taking a walk and something happened in his chemistry of his brain. Something happened and he went into a state of amnesia. He completely forgot who he was. He completely forgot where he lived. He didn't know anything. So he just, for weeks, he wandered around Dallas. He assumed some name and he just scrounged for food here and there. He lived on the streets. Until finally some friend drove by and said, Charlie, we've been looking for you. Where have you been? Get in the car. And they brought him home. You see? So we are like that Charlie right now. Somehow or other in the distant, distant past. Something happened to us and we forgot who we actually are. And now we are wandering in this neighborhood, this material neighborhood, in this way and that way, so many ways, trying to be happy, trying to be satisfied. But if we are fortunate that someone comes and they recognize us, oh, what are you doing here? Don't you remember you are the devotee of Krishna? Come on, we will help you be who you are again. If some, that is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the most wonderful. Do we have any Bengalis here today? Any Bengalis? No. All right. It's a wonderful verse in the Bengali language. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. That after wandering in the neighborhood of this material universe, through so many, the upper planets, the lower planets, birth after birth after birth, one living entity who is very, very, very fortunate. He comes in contact with a bona fide spiritual master by the mercy of Krishna. And he receives the seed of bhakti to awaken him to his original nature. So we are all like that Charlie wandering around here. But if somehow we can contact a bona fide guru, a bona fide Vaishnava, a devotee of the Lord, who can be kind to us and tell us, actually you are not meant to rot in this cycle of birth and death. You are meant to enjoy an eternal life full of bliss and knowledge, never to go through these material miseries ever, ever again. If we are fortunate enough to meet a merciful guru or a merciful Vaishnava, devotee of the Lord, you see, then all of our sufferings, all of our difficulties, all of our anxieties, they will come to an end. And we will regain our original identity in the spiritual world, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. So, this is the mission of our Krishna consciousness movement given to us by the unlimited mercy of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. He has given us the Shakti. He has given us the message. He has awakened us, His followers. And He has empowered us that we can awaken you also. If you would like to become awakened, then kindly read these books. Especially, I recommend Bhagavad Gita as it is. Kindly read. It is available here in the gift shop. Kindly read this book very, very carefully and understand its deep inner meaning. Because if you do so, you will attain the reawakening of your original divine consciousness. People are trying to be happy in so many ways, but they never find that satisfaction. There's always that missing gap. But we absolutely guarantee, if you will try to fill in that missing gap with Krishna consciousness, we can absolutely guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, that you will find that gap is filled, and now all of your anxieties are gone forever. Where is there a program that can do that? Here is that program that can free you from all anxieties for all of eternity. There is no reason to be in difficulty any longer. Krishna has come in His most merciful manifestation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to bestow what no other incarnation has bestowed before so freely, so liberally, pure love of Godhead. Therefore, Rupa Goswami prays, Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goda Dvishe Namaha. There is no more magnanimous avatar who has ever come. Of course, there are unlimited avatars of Krishna. They come throughout the ages, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Throughout the ages, these avatars are coming. But this particular avatar who we are worshipping on the far left altar, the right person there, on the right hand side, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with Lord Nityananda, his eternal associate, they are bestowing Krishna Prema freely upon anyone who takes advantage of their kindness. So we urge you all to very seriously take this human life that you have gotten. The Vedic principles teach how to meet your material necessities very nicely, and at the same time, how to awaken your dormant, enlightened consciousness, your Krishna consciousness. How many rails are there on the train track? There are two rails. If only one rail is there, the train will be derailed. So therefore, we must have both rails. Material sense gratification, that is necessary. But the other rail must also be there, and that is bhakti, spiritual life. So we must have both rails. And then we will get to our destination very, very nicely. Nowadays, we have put all the emphasis on one rail, material advancement. We've even gone so far to declare that God is dead. In our modern day society, we become so insane. We actually declare that God is dead. So we now have to bring sanity back to the human society. We cannot go on simply material advancement. The scientists are saying that they will make us immortal by scientific advancement, but it will never happen. It will never happen. If we want immortality, we have to awaken the dormant Krishna consciousness within the heart. And then immediately you revive your eternal nature. As soon as one seriously takes up the pathway of Krishna bhakti, your deathlessness has been achieved. Sometimes people ask me, many times people ask me, if you also wear tilak, you must have experienced it too. What is that on your forehead? It's the most, I think that's the most popular question. What's that on your forehead? So I explained to the people, this is the marking of one who has conquered over death. And if you like, I can teach you how to conquer death. Would you like? In this way we explain. And people are quite amazed, because how many people have truly conquered death in this world? Everyone is a slave of death. What is that saying? There are two things that are sure: taxes, IRS, and death. There's two things you cannot avoid. You cannot avoid the IRS, and you cannot avoid death. And also it is said, as sure as death. If something is sure as death, then it is certain, because there's nothing more certain than death. But if you become Vaishnava devotee of the Lord, you see, then for you death becomes a non-issue. As Prabhupada said, you simply go to sleep and you wake up with Krishna. You see, you don't really die. You do not experience death when you become fully Krishna conscious. So we encourage everyone to seriously take this pathway. Make your life successful. You have gotten some material success. Actually, anyone who is in the land of America, that means some material success is there. By past pious activities, you have gotten your situation here in this wealthy, powerful, prestigious country. So that is success. That success you have, you see. Now, do not neglect the other rail on the train track. Now you must cultivate your dormant love for God. You must awaken the love of God within the heart. And then your life will truly be a grand success from every single angle of mission. So, we have 3 minutes left. In the past, I have lectured here, there wasn't so many questions, so I didn't leave much time for questions. I didn't think you would have many questions. It's not your nature, but my experience of coming here, there's not many questions. Some places I have to go for 2 hours answering questions. But I did leave 3 minutes available if anyone has a question. Maybe everyone here already knows it all. Yes.
How are you so sure of what you're saying?
How am I sure of what I'm saying? Yes. I appreciate that question very much. In this Krishna consciousness movement, we condemn blind following. This is not a cult. This is actually a movement for people, highly intelligent people. So, I am convinced of what I am saying because I am tasting it. If you had an experience of strawberry ice cream, and you went around telling everyone, this is the most wonderful, someone made some homemade strawberry, one of your friends made some homemade strawberry ice cream. He had like 5 gallons of it, right? And you went, wow, this is the best ice cream I've ever tasted. And you went around telling everyone, the best ice cream. You know, it's in Joe's apartment. Come, everyone come. He's got this. And they say, well, how do you know it's the best ice cream? Well, I tasted it. It's incredible. It's better than Baskin Robbins. It's better than Ben and Jerry's. It's the best ice cream I've ever tasted in my whole life. You got to try it. I know because I tasted it. So that's how I know. I've been tasting it ever since 1971. And I'm inviting you, try this strawberry ice cream. There's nothing like it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you want to know yourself, then you simply chant. And now they are passing around the beads. Another devotee will come. And he will lead you all in a group meditation. And you can experience this, the ultimate strawberry ice cream right there by chanting on the beads. And then you can taste it yourself. You won't have to take it from me. You will know by your own personal experience. So as soon as he finishes handing out the beads, I will turn it over to him. So I thank you very much for that question. Is that? I think they just want beads. They're not asking questions. There's not so many questions here when I come. Maybe when others come, you have questions. But when I come, I think you're maybe the first question I've ever gotten. Maybe. No, I think I had a few. No, I appreciate your question very much. So the real answer is by tasting it. That's how I know. As George Harrison one time said, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. This is real. This is real. This is the real thing. As we used to say in the 60s, this is where it's at. So we thank you very much, and I will turn it over to this Prabhu here to lead the Japa Club. Thank you. Hare Krishna.